I want to introduce my next guest who has joined me in studio. She is here, she's Fiona O'Donoghue, and she is here from Killarney Cycling Club to tell us about some events that they're happening and to maybe entice a few women out there to get involved in cycling. Fiona, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Deirdre. Thank you for having me.
A pleasure. First of all, just tell me about your own journey with cycling. How did you get into it?
I'm from Killarney. I was brought up in town, so we always cycled. We cycled out to Dundalk to swim and things. But I actually thought that the people that were in clubs, I thought they're half nuts. Do you know, you'd see them off cycling miles and miles as it was at the time. And I was never drawn to it. And then my late husband, after he died, when he was very ill, we had a lot of dealings with Recovery Haven. And that angel in there, Siobhan McSweeney, said to me, because she knew I was sporty, I liked the mountains and that, she said, if we're a charity in the Ring of Kerry this year, will you cycle for us? And I said, okay, if you are, you know. And I was, Siobhan's children were in the school I work in. And she put in her head one day and she said, we're a charity. We've been nominated a charity. And I thought, oh, dear God, what am I going to do? Like,
the gun was to your head then.
Oh, yeah. I had never cycled any more than maybe 10 kilometres, you know. And luckily for me, my good friend Sonia had said to me, if I was ever thinking of doing the ring, she'd train with me. Her husband used to do it and she used to go into town to welcome him back. And she just felt, I'd love to be part of this because the atmosphere at events is amazing. But again, needed a push to go from admiring it to actually getting on the bike. So we started together and we used to be cycling, saying, well, we'll never cycle the ring anyway because we'd do 20k and we'd be exhausted. But you know, it's an easy sport to increase your distance in. And we cycled the ring that year. A very good friend, Joe Brennan, took us on and trained us. And then after a few years, as my cycling was developing, I started into the club. You know, and once you join the club, then it'll take off completely.
And now, obviously, aside from the Ring of Kerry, which we know about, obviously, but what does Killarney Cycling Club, what does a cycling club do otherwise?
Okay, so, like, I wanted to join the club because I wanted to develop my cycling a little bit more too. So I was really nervous. The night before I went, I had seen in the paper, in Facebook, Killarney Cycling Club, you could fill up a form and you could try 3 cycles before you give any commitment. And I remember the night before, between turning and twisting in the bed, and at one time waking up, and the relief to realise I was only dreaming, I dreamt I went down, started the cycle to discover I'd no water, ran into Hagerty's on the Muckers Road to get water, came out and saw them disappearing into the distance and nearly killed myself to catch up, and looked down, realised I was on a tricycle. Do you know that kind of nerve?
Sorry, no, this was your dream.
This was my dream, Deirdre. Thankfully, it wasn't the real thing. The exact opposite. I went down that morning and they're all so friendly. You know, they're really friendly. And there's people there that have been in the club for years and they're just wonderful to newcomers. They're great. Even at this stage, now I'm in the club 3 years, it's my 3rd year. They'll always give you a hand. And if you're, you know, you're feeling that you haven't got it in your legs today, they'll be there to give you, you know, a bit of encouragement and that. But what's fantastic about it is that there's 4 different speeds. So you have 20 to 23 kilometres an hour, 23 to 25, 25 to 27, 27 to 30. So you can decide which group you're going to cycle with. And you have from the 6 foot long legged fellas and women in the 30, 27 to 30 can go off. And yet you have other people that have no interest in speed, but love being out and love all the other advantages of it, coming along and doing the 20 to 23. Or you have somebody who might cycle normally faster, but maybe was on the mountain the day before and will pick a slower group to cycle with that day. The actual distance becomes very doable. It's the speed you cycle at that makes it, that changes the difficulty of it or the challenge.
And do you have kind of like outings where you every all meet up and go off somewhere?
Every Sunday morning we leave either during the winter it's 9 o'clock from Killarney Credit Union, and then during the summer it might go 8:30, you know.
Where would you go?
So you, a leader in each group will pick a cycle and it's posted then on Facebook either Friday or Saturday. And you'll decide then, you know, there's a lot of altitude in that, a lot of climbing in that, I mightn't do that, I'll go with the other group, whatever. Last week there was none because it was Easter Sunday. The week before, the group I was in, we did Carra Lake.
And that was a beautiful day.
It was a stunning day. Yeah. I mean, to be out on the bike. I wouldn't cycle Carra. I wouldn't drive Carra Lake. If you said to me, would you come to Carra Lake for a drive? I'd say, I will in my eye, because it's a long drive. But to be on the bike and looking at that scenery, I mean, we're blessed. We're absolutely blessed. This morning, just on my own now, because I hadn't cycled for 2 weeks, I went around Lockitan. And I got up off, you know, onto where you could view the viewing point, and the lake was just crystal blue. You had snow in Mangerton in the background and snow over on the Reeks further back. And just that, you're invigorated, like.
It takes your breath away.
Oh, my God. We're so blessed. Absolutely blessed. And there's great training in all this area because of the hills.
Yeah.
Do you know, people come down, you'd meet people there at the Bearer cycle, you know, the charity cycle, and they'd be exhausted, whereas the ones from Kerry wouldn't, because we'd be used to the hills. So there's great training. Yeah.
At what age could you take up cycling? I mean, would you have to be someone who always cycled, or could you in your 60s or something?
That's the lovely thing about it. In each group, you could have a 30-year-old beside a 60-year-old. And there's a very good chance the 60-year-old is a stronger cyclist. You know, that... It's not age dependent at all. We've young people, and then I suppose that's what's lovely about it. There's people into their 70s in the club, you know, and it's easy on the joints. I was listening about the plantar there. I had plantar for a while, but I could cycle away. Do you know, it isn't as hard on the joints. It's an exercise you can keep up longer in your life, and yet a young person can come along and they can cycle faster and absolutely exhaust themselves as well. Do you know, and get challenged out of it. It just depends what you want. Some people want exercise. Some people want a nice outing. Comradeship, the beauty of it, keeping fit. It has made me, you know, I've got very fit from, not very fit, but I've got fit. It has made me fit from it, and it keeps you fit. And then you also have the commitment. You know, the people who are turning up on the Sunday, they're all committed to a cycle. Do you know? And they're all friendly because they've all chosen to join the club. So they're all people who want to meet other people, and they're happy to cycle away with whoever turns up because we've got cycling in common.
And of course, there's never been a better time to be in Kerry and be into cycling because we've all these beautiful greenways open up.
Oh, yeah, 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 the greenways. Yeah, I know. And even without the greenways, like, we rarely cycle the main roads. There's so many back roads. There's so many beautiful back roads, you know. And in fairness, people are very patient. You know, and very, most 99.9% of people are very respectable on the roads. But we do more often than not stick to the quieter roads.
Yeah.
Do you know, and it, like when we're out on a Sunday, if you're out at 8:30 or 9, the roads are quieter. They're not getting busy till we get back. Do you know, you wouldn't really do a cycle at 2 o'clock on a Sunday in a road.
And I'm impressed the fact that you do it all year round. And I presume there's been some days when it's been fairly hairy out there weather-wise.
They would cancel it if there's ice or anything dangerous. Very careful. Look after their members very well. God bless them. But that's been one of the things. I would never cycle in the rain. Oh, no, sure, I'll wait 2 hours, it'll be dry. Like, look at, you know, the forecast. And then sometimes 2 hours later, it's still raining, you don't bother going. Now, I'd still find it hard to start in the rain, but I take no notice now of cycling in the rain, because you're with a group.
Exactly,
you know?
And you're all chatting.
And you're all chatting. And another very big difference about the club is that, and I didn't understand it really, if you're cycling, say there's six people, 2 by 2 by 2, okay? So I go out on my own, going back to going out this morning, I was out on my own, and you have the wind and things going against you. So every single metre you cover on the ground, you've worked really hard for it yourself. But if you're behind four people in front of you, it's a totally different experience. I don't understand the physics of it. I know you're blocked by the people in front of you, but it's far more than that. You can be leading a group of maybe six or eight, and you're working really hard, and then you drop back and somebody else goes up. And it's like a different cycle. You're having a rest at the back.
Yeah.
So it allows you then to go much further than you would on your own.
I gotcha.
You know?
Yeah.
And I also think there's great safety because, you know, we have a presence on the road, and the club will insist that you have a backlight and a front light and you have your helmet. And things like that just become standard. So you're very present on the road, which is
so
safety.
Important.
Yeah.
Well, Fiona, the reason you're here is you reckon there's a lot of women in particular out there who would be kind of half thinking of joining the club but haven't quite taken that step for whatever reason, and you want to try and entice them.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are nervous. And when I was so, when it took so much out of me myself, I said, I'm a fairly ordinary Joe Soap. There must be other Joe Soaps out there that maybe would like that. But you have an idea that, oh my God, you have to be cycling, like you said, Deirdre, all your life, or you have to be a brilliant cyclist. And Cycle Ireland did a survey recently, and I think it was up around 40% of women said it was insecurity that would be why they wouldn't turn up for a cycle. So that's just really nice. And it's also, of course, men are always welcome as well, you know, and we have great men in the club. But that's what's lovely now about this mentoring program. So there's a mentoring program starting this day week. And what it is club members, long-standing club members, take people who want to try cycling, or people who have cycled for a long time and maybe haven't been out for a while, or people who want to develop their cycling, out one day a week for 8 weeks and teach everything that's needed to be known to either, you know, hopefully some of those people would join the club then, or maybe they just want to do charity cycles and want to cycle themselves. But you'll get up and going through the mentoring program.
Yeah,
it's been going for over 10 years, and there's been like great names associated with Killarney Cycling, none of which I'll mention because there'd be too many, that have done it through the years, and it's always proven very successful.
And not everybody wants to do the Ring of Kerry either.
No, yeah.
But you might just want to take up a new hobby, or you might just love being out in the fresh air for your physical health, for your mental health, whatever. So this is
Might want to meet new people,
yeah. Somebody new in Killarney or wherever. And so Fiona, what should people do if they're interested in getting involved?
So all you have to do is turn up next Thursday. We'll be outside the walls there. There's car parking spaces outside St. Oliver's Ballycashin School at 6:45. And we'll start next Thursday with something very simple, a 20K cycle.
Is that, so I presume that's PM, is it?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, in the evening, sorry.
Okay, just to be sure.
I'm not a very good morning person.
Fair enough. So turn up at 20 to 7.
6:45 we'll head off around 7 o'clock. And we'll do a 20K, which is, it's a very nice cycle, you know, and get an idea of the standard of people that are there. Does it need to be divided into two groups? Can we all cycle together? Or what are the needs and how we can address them? And then every week it'll be on Thursday night, and the distance increases slowly.
Okay.
You know, you just have to have your bike and your lights and your helmet and a drink.
Great. You know? Sounds like fun.
It is. It's great fun. It is. It's absolutely wonderful. The banter, you know, we'll always stop for coffee when we're out cycling, and the banter is brilliant. Do you know, it's so positive, and we're just cycling away, and there isn't a word about being exhausted. You might feel exhausted, but the banter is flying, as you can imagine, front. And then we'll go in someplace for a cup of coffee and enjoy that. And
Very good. Usually you
keep the shortest, but then for home, and you're heading home, and you're set up for the week.
Yeah, you are, and you've your exercise done, and your mental health fixed, and everything. And Fiona, you're making me want to go out and buy a bike.
Good. Oh, this is successful.
Even though I don't live in Killarney, but still, listen.
I should have said that. You can have two bikes. Like, some people spend thousands on their bike because that's the level they're on, and some people have a racer at the base level.
Yeah.
Do you know? And you can cycle side by side.
I presume you have a Facebook page if people want to.
Yeah, the cycling. Killarney Cycling Club Facebook page. And there's also, we have an ad coming up now this weekend about Thursday, and my number's on it if anybody wants an extra bit of information.
Super.
Or an extra bit of encouragement.
Great stuff. Well, listen, you sell it very well, Fiona, I have to say. You definitely do. Lovely to meet you. Thanks for popping in as well. And we let you go now. That's Fiona O'Donoghue there from Killarney Cycling Club. So, folks, if you've always wanted to get on your bike, no excuse now. They're only dying to meet you over in Killarney.